cooking is something that a lot of people love to do, but not a lot of people do for a living. So how did you kind of go from loving to cook to getting paid to cook? How did that happen?
I always dreamed of going to culinary school, even when I was in high school and all my friends were making plans to go off to college. It was always my secret dream to become a big chef. And it was something I was always interested in. I always kept up on, even before the Food Network. You know, I was always addicted to Lydia on PBS and, you know, all those fun people. And I went to college because my mother, her dying wish was to have one of her children have a college degree. And since I was the youngest, my siblings looked at me and said, all right, you got to do it. So I got my bachelor's degree, and when I was looking into graduate school, I said, you know what, I'm almost 30 years old, and this is something I've always wanted to do, and then I just decided to do it.
So what did you get your BA in?
I have a bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in history and mathematics.
Wow, so that's a big jump from that to
yes.
the cooking.
It's a huge left field, because for a while I considered going to law school. And as like a massive fallback on the fallback, if I needed to, I was considering becoming an educator, become a teacher. Yeah. I always wanted to be a history teacher.
Okay. Any favorite moment in history? Any favorite time in history that you'd prefer to teach?
I actually enjoy modern history. Times have changed so drastically, even from when I was a child to now. And I always was into current events when you're in school and you had to bring in the newspaper article.
Yeah.
So definitely something like that, not ancient history.
Okay. All right. So let's just talk about that jump that you made from Brooklyn College, you went to the Institute for Culinary Education, right?
Yes.
So
yes, I went to ICE.
So what was that like? I mean, just changing from
it's a totally right. Well, at the time I worked a normal 9-to-5 job. I was an executive administrator for 6 medical facilities. I made a very good living. I sat at a desk all day and wanted to kill myself every day because I was bored. There was no challenge. You know, I worked for the company for 10 years, and I could have kept working even now. I could probably still be working there if I wanted to, but it just was. There was no fire in me. And then when I finished college, I started weighing out other options, maybe going to a high-paying job, doing what I did. But the cooking bug just was always there. And it was a huge adjustment going from a college setting where you're sitting and you're being taught verbally to culinary school where you're actually being taught physically. You know, you're learning how to cook while you're actually cooking. You know, we sat through seminars, regular college classes, but most of it was in hands-on applications. That's exactly how we learned how to perfect all the techniques that we learned. And that's what was interesting to me. To me, I've always been a more hands-on kind of person.
Okay, so how do you go from graduating to actually getting a job in the field? You know, because the economy isn't that great, and there's a lot of competition, especially in, a place like Brooklyn and New York City. So, I mean, you work at a pretty trendy establishment, the kitchen. So, I mean, where did you start off when you first started, and how did you get to where you are now?
When I first finished culinary school, we had to do an externship. And I wanted to stay in Brooklyn because my base office at the time for my day job was in Brooklyn. And I asked all my friends, when you go out to eat, where do you go? What's the hot spot? Turn me on to what turned you on as far as food goes. And everyone said the same exact place. If you're going to go into Bay Ridge, go to the Pearl Room. So I went down to the Pearl Room and I asked to speak to the chef and explained to him, I'm a culinary student, I'm graduating, I need to do an externship, I need to do over 200 hours worth of labor in your restaurant. Are you willing to take me on? And his eyes brightened up and he said, I used to be a culinary student myself and I know that this part is the part that stinks. But you are free labor, and I will absolutely take you on. And he said, just to let you know, I have never let a woman work inside my kitchen. And he's like, but there's something about you that lets me know that you're going to do all right here. And I started at the bottom of the barrel. I was the gopher prep girl. The dishwasher called in sick one night. I had to be the dishwasher. But I learned so much from the guys there. And from there, I ended up in the city at Chelsea Piers. I worked for Abigail Kirsch, which is one of the top, I think, five caterers in the city. And I did one holiday season with them because I was curious to see what catering was like in this industry. And it was extremely interesting. I worked for an Escoffier Foundation president chef who was amazing. And, you know, I got the catering out of the way, which people say you tend to do that towards the end of your career because, you know, it's steady work. It's 9 to 5 most of the time. You know, it's pretty easy. I did not find it easy at all. I worked part-time for them, and I still put in about 60 hours a week.
Wow.
On top of my 40-hour-a-week job. So needless to say, I barely slept, but had the best time. And the guy that used to manage the Pearl Room and I got very close, he used to be their executive chef, and he moved up to, like, front of the house manager. And he used to take time out of his day to, like, show me different techniques, like, to help me become better at what I did, and he told me that if I ever wanted a job, just to let him know. And I told him that if he ever opened his own restaurant, to call me, and no matter what I was doing, I would come and work for him. And he took me up on the offer and called me one night at like 1 o'clock in the morning and said, "Are you ready to come work for me?" And that's where I was working before I ended up at the kitchen. It was called the East Village Tavern, and it was a gastropub. You know, we did interesting bar food. So I learned how to do bar food with a twist and learn how to take simple food and make it a little fancier. And then I used to, on my days off, actually hang out at the kitchen. And Jamie Lynn and I became very good friends. And she came to me about 3 months ago and said, "I want to, like, revamp the place. I want to, you know, get rid of my old kitchen staff because they're weighing me down. And I think you and I would work really well together. Do you want to come on board?" And I was like, "Absolutely." And, you know, I always believed in her concept of food. She's all about, you know, like home cooking, and you should really feel very warm and cozy if you eat there. And I always had, as a customer, and now as their executive chef, I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I come home every day when I go to work, even though I'm working, you know, like, I'm there more than I'm actually in my own home.
Okay. You mentioned while you were in the East Village Tavern that you kind of made simple food, but with a twist. Can you give us an example of that?
My favorite two dishes that we used to do there, we used to do, it was called a grown-up grilled cheese,
uh-huh.
And we did with an aged sharp Wisconsin cheddar, we used honey ham and sliced, like, sweetened green apples with a little slivered red onion and, like, Dijon mustard, and we used to press that on a panini. And at first I was like, "Ew, apples on a grilled cheese? You're ruining a classic." And when you taste it together, like, the whole thing made sense. And we also used to do a grown-up version of mac and cheese, but we did it with, like, aged Gruyere and smoked Gouda and baked off in the oven, and we used to serve in these, like, individual skillets.
Uh-huh.
Outrageous. People would come, there was one night, one table kept ordering macaroni and cheese, macaroni and cheese, macaroni and cheese, and it was only, like, four people. And I was like, "I have to meet the table that keeps ordering this dish." And my waitress looked at me and goes, "Can I tell you that it's only one guy that keeps ordering it?" I was like, "He's eating all of this macaroni and cheese, he's not going to feel good tomorrow at all. That's way too much dairy for one person to consume."
Yeah.
And the guy went out of his way to come to us and tell us. He was like, "I have eaten macaroni and cheese my whole life." He was like, "I came all the way down here from Westchester because the one time I had it, I fell in love with it." And he's like, "And I have to keep coming back because of it."
Oh, man. Do you think that, you know, performing and making dishes such as that has helped you, you know, in the kitchen? I mean, because you guys have a pretty eclectic menu from, you know, chicken parmesan wontons to, you know, stuffed knishes with meatloaf and things like that.
I think that's what drew me to the place, is the fact that, you know, if you want to go out for a couple of beers and grab a burger, it's a great place to go. If you want to go out and have, like, a sit-down dinner with your family, it's a good place to go. A date night, whatever it is. I think learning the concept that, you know, the dishes that we grew up eating, because everyone ate grilled cheese and tomato soup, learning that you can still serve people those and have it be a little funky, have it be a little fancy, I think that's what I find interesting about food, is that I grew up in a huge family in which we circled our lives around food, family holidays. There was always at least 20 of us sitting at a table passing plates of food, and to me, food was always comfort. You know, it always reminded me of family, and now being able to do eclectic, funky food, but still have it feel homey, like, to me, it's like bringing me back home. You know, our staff, we call each other family members, you know, the guys that work there, they're all my brothers, you know, we all look out for each other. It's not like the corporate industry where usually it's very, like, cut and dry and everyone's trying to get ahead. Here, it's especially at the kitchen, it's very family-oriented.